What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brian Schottenheimer, the debut of the Shotty Show at 8:20. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com at 9:00. Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone every hump day at 9:20. But we started with the Hall of Famer. We have the radio call on this station. He's got the TV call tomorrow night, NBC Football Night in America. Back with us again, the great Mike Tirico on the D&M Leasing Hotline on the home of the Cowboys with Sean and RJ. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Guys, good to catch up. Happy season. How you doing?
Doing okay. I feel like
okay, just okay.
Yeah, the win is taking out of my sails, Mike. Of this trade.
Can I coach you up?
Coach me up, coach.
Can I coach you up? Listen. So it ended in early January. You've been waiting 9 months for tomorrow night, right?
Yes.
Nothing like the 17 fans hope the 18, 19, 20 game days with the Cowboys. So I'm going to let you pout. I'm going to let you be miserable. Let you sit and wallow in your sorrow for another, I'm going to give you 12 hours.
Okay, 12 hours.
But by tonight, when you do the face on pillow thing and you go to bed, it's time to turn the page. Because it ain't changing. Mm. It's giving you more groceries than you could shop for, to use Coach Parcells' old line.
Yeah.
And you're making a lot of good meals every day out of it. So dig in and just start over. How about that?
You know, that is that's very good advice, Mike. Unfortunately, when I go and Google Mike Tirico, I'm now brought back down to earth when it says salary cap management by the Cowboys probably led to this situation in trade. Mm-hmm. So now I'm all up in my feelings all over again. What did you think of the deal?
So I thought if this was, I thought it should have been handled earlier, right? For a variety of reasons, whether it is, you know, I don't think that taking Dak to the end, taking CD to the end, taking this to where they played out with Mike. I don't think that was the best way to do it. I think when you can be proactive, aggressive, and get ahead of these things a little bit earlier cap wise, it leads to more controllable, better outcomes. All that aside, this can make sense. If the five players who replace that number of cap, meaning the extensions you do, the draft picks, all that stuff, if that flexibility is very good, then you may end up with a better situation than having an edge pass rusher who people have to game plan for, people have to double, but it has not helped you win playoff games. It's won one playoff game, right? And we know four playoff games with Michael, one sack. We know all that. So it can work. I don't think it needed to get here. I wish it would have been managed differently not to get here if I was seeing from a Cowboys fan perspective. But overall, this can work out. May not be better this year, but for the next 5 years, there's more flexibility and more opportunity.
How would you summarize the cell phone reaction that you got, or talking to all your league buddies or Collinsworth, whoever it is? Is everyone like shocked, stunned, thinking the Cowboys got worked, or are there some defending what they got back?
No. I think it's mixed. I think on the surface, everybody says, okay, Cowboys didn't get enough, right?
Yeah.
When you start to think about it, it makes some sense. Now, I would have liked to have had this extra draft pick in this year's draft, so it gave me more flexibility to create a better team on the field this year. If the Cowboys are in win now mode and Dak is in year 10 at age 32 and you know, CD in his prime, you add Pickens, I would have liked to have that flexibility going into the draft, where you did acquire Pickens in a draft weekend trade, as opposed to waiting for next year. Now, you could make the argument that the 26 and 27 drafts seem to be really stacked with a lot of talent. So, especially at the quarterback position. So which does a lot of things. It gives you a lot of flexibility. Maybe somebody's desperately going to need a quarterback in slot 12 or slot 13, and you may parlay the extra one into something else, right? So there's a lot of down the road that can work here. So I don't think anybody thinks the Cowboys got worked. You just don't get two ones in trades anymore. So that's aside. The other reaction, at least in our group chat, was, is this real? Yeah, it's real. Oh, damn, we got Packers-Cowboys week 4. How great is this, right?
Oh, man.
If one truth be told, that was our group's reaction. Like, oh, my gosh. We're lucky enough to have Aaron Rodgers, if he's healthy, with Pittsburgh against Green Bay in week 8, which might be the only time Aaron Rodgers in his Hall of Fame career plays against the Packers. And now to get Micah's return to AT&T to play against the Cowboys in this season, when it will still be a scar that's in the process of healing, that's just gold. So as Curtis Strange, my old golf partner, once told me, guys, every shot makes somebody happy. And that shot made us happy. He said, wow, the Sunday of the Ryder Cup, Packers Cowboys just went from really good to off the charts.
Oh, baby. Mike Tirico joining us here, 105 through the Fan. Okay, so you're excited about the Packers Cowboys. Are y'all not sick of the Cowboys? You play them, you air them all the time. Like, it's got to be annoying if you're on the network and you're constantly inundated with this team that never obviously comes through in the end.
Really? Of course not. Chris said the line in an interview. It was somewhat tongue in cheek, and then of course taken for folks to use as fodder. Like, would you take the Cowboys every week? Yeah, they're always interesting. And there are good players on this team. There are good stories. I will tell you guys this. We did something that we don't always do, but sometimes try to do week 1. We always come and spend time with the home team. Our Sunday night group hasn't done, you know, meetings by Zoom. We try to get and see the teams in person. We were down in Frisco on Monday. So we were at the Star, watched the Cowboys practice, talked to Shoddy, talked to Dak, talked to CD. And here's what I'll tell you guys. When you walk in a building and one of the biggest ticket items on that team has been traded, it usually feels deflated. It did not feel deflated at all. Like, there is a good energy. There's a foundation of a building culture, all of which are great buzzwords that don't mean a damn thing if you're 6-11, right?
Right.
But I'm going to tell you what I thought we were walking into and what we walked out of. Very, very different positive feel that this thing could be all right this year.
Mike, who do you think the Cowboys are as a team heading into this one? Not just the culture that they're trying to build, but just in terms of the personnel and what Brian Schottenheimer's trying to accomplish. What do you look at the Cowboys and say that they really are all about heading into this game?
We got a good center and 3 ones up front, right? You got to protect. You've got the 12th, 24th, and 29th pick of their respective drafts, if I have that right. The Tyler trio, mm-hmm. Like they need to be 12, 24, and 29. Now Booker's going to have his hands full in game 1. No doubt Jalen Carter's going to knock on his door and check him out right to start. You know, that's a no-brainer. But you've got that. If you can do that, we spent a little bit of time yesterday going back to watch Javonte Williams' rookie season in Denver. My goodness, he was so good and so terrific after contact. Now, that's 4 years and an ACL repair ago. However, we've seen signs good offensive line. Shoddy loves to run the ball, ability to run the ball, and then let's play. Are you going to double Pickens and Lamb? If you do that, can run the ball, can work with Ferguson in the middle of the field. You know, you got Tolbert, you got Turpin, you've got some speed to work with on the inside. You've got options. So this offense has a chance to be good. And guys, I will tell you that Philadelphia's offense is, I think, maybe just as good as it was last year. Their defense will be a work in progress. They've got changes. Half their secondary is different. If you just go four DBs, not five. They've got changes up front. I think they've got players who are coming in there, but I don't know if they're going to be whole week one. I think they're going to build a little bit on the defensive side. When you lose four starters and 10 players on your
defense. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Defense? You're not going to come out and be great week one, I would think. So I think there are opportunities here for the Cowboys. And I think this team on the offensive side of the ball could be an exciting, explosive team if you keep Dak healthy.
Mike Tirico joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Mike, what were your thoughts of the Brian Schottenheimer hire at the time in January? And has it at all for you evolved since then as you're getting ready to call this first game?
I mean, surprised that it wasn't the name. The list of people you were thinking about was not Brian Schottenheimer right away. It's rare that an offense has a poor year, right, and is, 21st in points and 27th or so in running in terms of yards per game. It's rare that that offensive coordinator will get promoted within the same building. But it makes sense when you know Shoddy. I've known Shoddy forever. Worked with Marty. Marty was one of our partners on the set when we did the Cleveland Browns expansion draft. So to tell you how old I am and how long the Schottenheimer family has been, part of what we've done covering the NFL. Great family, great football coach. I think a guy in year one who can handle what the Dallas Cowboys job is. And it's a different head coaching job. I mean, the guys who've been in it, Jason Garrett, who I've gotten to become friends with and know him a bit better than I did when he was coaching. Talking to Jason, you understand it. Seeing Mike McCarthy and talking to Mike over the last few years, you know it. It's just a different job. So you need somebody who's built to handle it. And Shoddy has seen everything in the NFL through his 25 years of experience and through growing up and seeing his dad go through it. As he told us the other day, heck, my dad went 14-2, number one seed, fluke play in the playoffs in a divisional game, and he got fired, right? Yeah. So he knows what the NFL is all about. So I think maybe it wasn't the hire you were thinking, but when you look at it, it kind of makes – it's like the Micah trade, guys. It's like when you look at it, really? But then when you stop and look at it, you can see what the Jones family was thinking and how it can make really logical sense without stretching the boundaries of reality.
Mike Tirico here on the Fan. Mike, you got a ton of Cowboy fans, probably the majority, who just don't believe winning another Super Bowl is possible with the way things are run. You just mentioned talking to Jason and Mike and knowing them. Did you ever get that impression or feeling from them, like it's twice as hard here, Or is that something that is overblown because of all the Cowboy topics?
You know where it's hard? It's hard in places where the ownership isn't involved every day. It's hard in places where you don't have the resources. It's hard in places where you've got to bring free agents or guys to the building, and the building is not something you're proud of because that's their work office every day, right? It's hard when you tell people, hey, we're trying to get fans interested in us, right? You know, guys love this, right? You tell me most of the guys who play for the Cowboys don't love the experience. Some don't. Most do. Many have turned it into a second or third career because of their exposure in the Dallas market and being the guy wearing the star. You know, we're not doing 7-8 part Netflix series on a lot of other teams in the league, right? So, like everything, there's a little bit of blessing, there's a little bit of burden. And it's up to you to empower yourself to handle, to benefit from the blessing side and not let the burden side weigh you down. Can the Dallas Cowboys win a Super Bowl the way everything's constructed? Absolutely they can. They've won 12 games three of the last 4 years and been to the playoffs. Now, a lot of teams have these playoff issues. Think about the conversation in Baltimore, where Lamar Jackson has won two MVPs, should have been the MVP statistically last year, because his MVP season of 23 was usurped by the quality of his MVP season in 24 in his stats. Baltimore, with Lamar Jackson there, hadn't gotten to Super Bowl. Josh Allen is the MVP of the league. Buffalo, forever, banging against the wall. They haven't been to the Super Bowl in this stretch, right? So it's hard to get there. You can be in the playoffs a bunch of years and not get there, and it doesn't mean the thing is broken. So the fact that it was 3 12-win seasons of the last four, I kind of look at that and say, lose your quarterback midway through the season. It didn't look like it was going to be a great season, but you got no shot. And that's exactly where the Cowboys are. Dak must stay healthy for this team to succeed, period.
Did you watch The Gambler?
The Gambler meaning?
Netflix.
Oh, the whole, you know what? I just downloaded it. I didn't even know there was the name of the whole show. Yes, it's so stupid to me. Well, it's The Gambler. It's The Kingdom. It's like I am Hard Knocks. Yeah. I am so documentaried out on the NFL right now. I need a damn game. Yes, I did. I watched all the episodes, and I just thought it was great. It was compelling. It was in some ways educational. But it was just a reminder of where it was, where it is, and all the characters who come through it. Like I said, no other team can do that. No other team can do that.
Mike Tirico joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Mike, you mentioned year 10, 32 years old for Dak Prescott. What is he at this stage of his career?
Well, he's not a guy who's outside the pocket a lot, right? But what he is a guy who has supreme understanding of the position, supreme understanding of the weight of the crown that you wear as the Cowboys quarterback. And he has a really good understanding of what they need to be successful. So can he do it? Yes. You know, just because Lamar in Baltimore and Josh in Buffalo, and to a significant lesser extent, but still mobile, Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, you are not going to get that kind of mobility. But I'll tell you, the team that made the NFC Championship game 2 years ago and won 15 games last year is Detroit. Jared Goff is not the most mobile guy. So you can do it with a quarterback who's not running all that much in the NFL. The difference is you need terrific offensive line play. And that's why, as unsexy as it is to be a topic on First Take, and Lord knows they've done every Cowboy topic. That's a good point. They've done every Cowboy topic imaginable, except maybe the most important. Can those three first-round picks and Cooper VB and Terrence Steele protect the quarterback?
Yes.
Because all this other Cowboy conversation and the 100 hours they've spent on it comes back to their quality depends on their offensive line play, period, for me.
Mike, you've done a lot of Steelers games, and before the Cowboys traded for Pickens, we had him labeled as, you know, the craziest player in the league, biggest cancer, no one can control him. We trade for him, and now we're like, oh, he's misunderstood, and Mike Tomlin, you know, can't manage him the way that our first-year rookie head coach can. In your interactions with the Steelers, or if you even had it with Pickens, what were your thoughts about him?
We never did a production meeting with Pickens in Pittsburgh, but just always asked and like, oh, you know, just in that receiver mode, a little different. Okay. You know, does some emotional stuff on the sideline. Okay. Got that. So we just kind of rolled the dice that, you know, we're coming to the Star. We're going to watch practice. We'd love to meet with Pickens and CD together, and we got him. And I didn't know what to expect. And, you know, there, you talk about all these documentaries. There's an index card on behind Andy Reid's desk, for those who did watch The Kingdom, the Chiefs documentary. And it is very simple, small white index card in red letters. It says, don't judge. And so that kind of springs in my mind when you're going to meet somebody for the first time. George Pickens was great. He was funny. He admitted to doing some crazy stuff on the field in games. He was pleasant to talk to, in smiling, enthused. Was he putting on an act for us? I don't know. But it seems like the chemistry with CD and George is real. It seems like, from what everybody in the building said, he's been terrific since he's been there. So, you know what? These guys are young. They can hit the reset button and have a next chapter. Maybe he wasn't a good fit in Pittsburgh. He told us, he said, you know, receivers like me, he said, Dallas has had them. Historically, high personality, high energy, all of that. Everybody who watched the Cowboys Netflix doc, you know, reminded of Michael in spades with all that. And God, we're reminded of Michael every time we see Michael, including on the sideline Sunday night at the Miami Notre Dame game. I think Michael was in more shots than Mario Cristobal, the coach of the Kings, which is awesome, which is vintage Michael, right? And good for Miami. So that's a long way of saying I'll invest. I'll emotionally invest. Until proven otherwise, deserves a chance from watching him, anecdotally hearing how it's been at the Star and talking to him in person to say, you know what? Maybe it's a good chapter two for him. Maybe this is the perfect change of scenery.
Mike Tirico joining us here, 105 through the Fan. All right, I want to ask you about the Ryder Cup. I think it's golf at its most intense level. They've split the last four, home country winning them all. Is the home crowd at Bethpage versus Europe the storyline that you're looking forward to the most, or is there something else?
Storyline of the Ryder Cup is making putts. Storyline of the Ryder Cup is making putts. We talk crowds. It's great that everybody chants ole, ole, ole. They yell on the first tee, all that stuff. The crowd is quiet until you hit a ball. And then when you hit a shot, you either make it or you don't. Patrick Cantlay had like the entire golf course against him 2 years ago and went on a massive birdie run on 15 through 18 or two or last Ryder Cup, massive birdie run 15 through 18, right? Some guys get inspired by being in that energy and that environment. The key for the U.S. is guys like Ben Griffin, who haven't been through it before, and Sam Burns. Like, are those guys going to be lifted by the pressure of and the enthusiasm from the U.S. crowd? Most of golf guys, you know, not maybe at our level, unless you guys are scratch, most of golf comes down to making putts. And the Ryder Cup especially, it comes down to making pressure putts. So who's got the Titleist to get up there and make a pressure putt over and over and over? That's the difference. And the advantage to me for Europe, one, very little to lose. You're going to go into New York and play. And second, almost everybody is back from the last team. They are tight. They've got a good connection, and they're damn good players. I would say if there was no emotion, I would make the U.S. a slight underdog in this just because Europe's bringing back 11 of the 12 guys.
Perfect timing with Mike Tirico on. Tom Pelissero is reporting right now, NFL Network. Trayvon Diggs is expected to play tomorrow night.
Ooh.
So just adds to Mike's ratings,
it'd be a good thing. And by the way, Kair Elam is another player who makes this a very important. Who can control the balance of this season for Dallas? If you have Diggs out there and Elam out there and Bland out there healthy, and Kair Elam can find in his second window his new energy in a new building and a new franchise, if he can be a first-round pick corner like he was in Buffalo but never got a chance to play to that level, now you're talking. If you got three corners you could throw out there with experienced safeties, guess what gets better quick? Pass rush. And Dante Fowler had 10 last year, and everybody loves what Ezeraku has shown. I saw the James Houston run in Detroit in that eight-game stretch that he had, seven-game stretch, I guess it was, with eight sacks and 22, and Sam Williams healthy. You know, maybe it all comes together. I know that's a lot of ifs, but there is a path, is what I'm saying, guys, right? There's a path to this working this year or the next couple of years, without number 11 being there.
A special treat for us every single year. Absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much. You're the absolute best. Have a great call and great season. We'll catch up with you again.
Appreciate coming on with you guys anytime. We'll see you down that way week 4. And just keep it in the headlines until then, huh?
The Hall of Famer, the great Mike Tirico on the D&M Leasing Hotline with the news coming out. Trayvon Diggs expected to play. More on that at 8 o'clock.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.